two is the heating and ventilation and air conditioning and the HVAC update. After here.
Thank you, President Tarantino. So this item, we had, the reason it's before you is a couple of, it's come up in a number of areas, and it really has been an emergent theme throughout the Long Lake Facility Master Plan process. So while it was an emergent theme, a lot of times the data may or may not support it. So one of the things that we did is, as I mentioned, Mr. Bradley went out to sites to review how we are actually, our current status and our current situation with heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Probably the emphasis on the air conditioning piece. So before we use a memorandum that was drafted that offers preliminary data, but data nonetheless, and data that has been actually verified at the sites for classrooms. So this data does not include, for example, assembly spaces, which somebody alluded to previously, and those are important. It does not include administration spaces, which have been alluded to and are important spaces because many times they actually include offices such as the nurse's office. So those are important. But paramount to the work that we do are classrooms. And so what this effort reflects is our best work to date to capture where we are at as a district. So, for example, on the first page of the memo, it actually outlines the kind of the top five schools with needs for air conditioning. So, as you can see, Hilltop Middle has 36 classrooms, and again, only classrooms without HVAC. Mar Vista Academy has 37 classrooms without HVAC. Sweetwater High School has 40 classrooms without HVAC. Chula Vista High School has 15 classrooms without HVAC. And Mar Vista High has 10 classrooms without HVAC. So that's a snapshot. And attached to the memo is actually a draft. And I'm going to make sure I emphasize that in the draft. Mr. Bradley asked me to do that. But this the table includes information about each of the sites that were visited. It includes information regarding the number of AC units required, if there are any type of repairs that are needed, because again, the repairs do fall within the maintenance plan. So we're trying to, again, align the work of planning and construction with maintenance. And comments if there's any particular thing of note that we should be aware of. So why did we put this together? Because, again, it's something that has emerged through the news we have had to this point. As an area of great importance. Additionally, it is something that alludes to the topic or the issue of equity. So as we think about schools that are listed here, we may note the geographic location. So we are looking at this from multiple perspectives. We wanted to share information because I believe it was requested by both CBOC and Board of Trustees in different contexts and different settings. So we wanted to share this together. I think it's important to be able to have this conversation. What does this mean for our board of trustees? What does this mean as the group that oversees our bond? I think some of this work may include bond work. Some of this work may include maintenance work. Some of this work may include CFP work. So it's, again, it's multiple sources, and we want to be mindful of that. I think one of the things we really focused on was coming at it from a place of knowing rather than a place of guessing or a place of having a gut feeling. We wanted to make sure we brought to you data so that you can look at the information we have gathered. And again, as imperfect as it may be, it's the best data we have to this day. And I mentioned, I think, the different points here. One of the things to emphasize is this, while HVAC may seem rather simple to bring a unit onto a roof, that's probably the last step in a very long path, which includes looking at the types of infrastructure that we have. We need to make sure that when the condensate lines connect to a plumbing line, that they have somewhere to go to, and we don't have leaks in different places. We want to make sure that the electrical system can take the load of additional HVACs. We need to make sure that the roof systems can hold the weight of an HVAC unit. So while it may seem rather simple at times to say, we'll just put a system and put it on the roof, the reality is that as we've gone through this process, one thing that we have learned is that some of our sites have not been upgraded for their infrastructure, the things that most of us don't see on a day-to-day basis, the plumbing, the electrical system, the things that are perhaps underground. So those are the things that we want to be mindful of, that if we are going to do this, we want to do this right, so that we don't end up in a situation where we have HVAC, but then we end up having other relevant or related problems. So that's the presentation for this time, and we're available for questions. And Mr. Browley, who actually went to the site and did the businesses here as well.
Before we have comment, the joint board, we're going to have public comment. Madam Clerk, are there any speakers?
Yes, Senator Mercado.
I think she went to the restroom.
I mean, if you remember the movie where this guy kept waking up the same day, was it Groundhog Day? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
I think I'm in that. So, this same conversation happened in 2004 when we got elected. Identical stuff. Everything is identical. The thing that has happened here that you've actually identified the rules in the world. So shameful. That's 10 years after we passed Prop O. And 13 years after we probably passed Prop B. Those are basic needs. Okay? Now, the same schools you've identified, the same schools were then. And I remember I came to you in 2014 and I said, it's been 10 years. Do you remember that? That was it. Now, here's the thing. There's something that's lacking here. And that's a timeline. And I remember talking to people on the board. I was on the board. Oh, Mr. Cobb, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to. I actually done that with Barry Arden. Oh, yeah. Said about Sweetwater High. We'll do that when they wait 20 years, they can wait 5 more years. Well, here it is. 11 years later. Now, one of the things that I need to ask you is this. You have looked at Prop ED language as it was put forth in the ballot to the board. How many have checked it out? You need to check it out. Because that's a contract with the voters. We said to the voters, if we go on to all the schools, which we did, do you remember that, Mr. Tarantino? And the people in the schools have identified these as their needs. And we're in violation of that contract. And all it takes is one person to take you to court. Grossmont District is going through that now. And it's gone back and forth. But in essence, if you told the electorate and the voters that you were going to do this, and we named specifically the things we were going to do, and you don't do that, you're in violation of that contract. And you know what? We were in violation of that contract. And many of the schools look like heroes once you get through the facade. And Ed Brand decided that he would build two gymnasiums in the schools that needed the oldest schools. And the Union Tribune said that's a monument to stupidity. So I'm encouraging you not to make the same mistakes. I encourage you that you don't place your feet firmly in midair. You need to look at the things that people talked about here. What do they need to know? And the structure and all those things that are needed, they need to be taken care of. These kids do not need to suffer anymore. One more year. You've got bond money. I don't know how much is left. You need to look at the contract that we made with the public and say, that's where we begin. And if we don't begin there, let's revisit that whole thing again. And let's have a rationale why those people don't need that anymore. Not make our own decision, it's what we think they need. But go back again, you've been having those meetings, and say to them, okay, this is what was identified then. What supersedes that now? And have a good rationale. Somebody takes you to court, you've got a good explanation for it. You can prioritize it. But you need to look at that bond language. Thank you.
Thank you.